Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. Linda's never here. She's on assignment. Mm. Always. She always is. Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today, the 1st of November. This is a big month. I mean, they're all big months in a way. September, October, but November, this is the big month. This is the gateway. This is the gateway month to
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Marine Corps birthday, Veterans Day. I mean, this is, this is the gateway month of traveling, getting together with your family.
You have a big party.
Friends. I do.
Yeah, November 11th, don't you?
Oh, yeah, November 10th.
Oh,
November
10th. Right.
Yeah, it's about 300 of my closest friends down at Wind River. And you can still buy tickets, though. And today's kind of like this week's the cutoff date. If you do it by Eventbrite and go to Eventbrite Reading and then to the Marine Corps Ball on November 10th, you can still get tickets. They're only $35. This is a great deal.
Oh, yeah.
No, this is a phenomenal deal. It's $35. And you get dinner, you get music, you get dessert. You get a pomp and circumstance. It's a good night. It is. Hey, 7:06 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. And now, Nathan, who is here at the helm.
Oh. You want the weather? It's supposed to rain.
Is it today?
Oh. It says it's supposed to rain, so, yeah, wow. I don't know what's going on.
Well, it's not raining right now, but it looks kind of cloudy.
Yeah, but it's like 100%
rain. 100% chance of rain? That's great. I'm going to have to run out and, and, you know, shelter my horse. No, she's got shelter.
Yeah.
I've noticed sometimes they all kind of go out and stand in the rain for a while. I'm not sure what that is.
They need a bath.
They're absorbing moisture into their hooves. Okay, so it's supposed to rain today.
Yes, 100% before 3.
Well, you know what? On the yesterday in the weather, it didn't say that.
Oh.
I don't remember it saying that it was going to be raining today. Okay, so rain. What about the rest of the week?
All right. Well, tonight it's a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy. Wednesday is going to be a 40% chance of showers and partly sunny with a high near 54. Wednesday is going to go down to 20% chance of showers before midnight.
What about the weekend? Is it raining?
Oh, it's going to be nice on, Friday. Friday is going to be nice and sunny, high near 65.
Great. It's going to be a great weekend.
And then, Saturday is a little...
Big news is it's raining today.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I knew that because I had washed my truck. So, again. Okay. Hey, the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. It's a veteran-owned business that gives great customer service. It gives discounts for seniors and veterans. To get a hold of them, you give them a call at 530-365-3793. Are you getting the service, that customer service that you deserve? You will at Shasta Gas Propane. Okay. There's the Veterans Day Parade is going to be this weekend in the Shasta, city of Shasta Lake. It starts at 10 o'clock, and there's like 80 or 90 entries. You could bring your, you know what, I would love to see, here's an entry, here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your flock of sheep.
Oh, my.
There you are with your trusty border collie, Shep, taking your sheep down the street. And they could be, some of them you could spray red, some you could spray blue, and others leave white. You know, you scrub them down or you spray them white.
Right,
so you have
right.
Red, white, and blue sheep coming down the street with your border collie Shep. And there you are with your little hooked, that little crooked staff. I'm waiting for that. You know what? Right away, you're going to get number one. Because I have, you know, when they say, who do you think was the best one? I said, they're all great. But yours? Yes. It'd be even better, however, if you had a pig. If you had a pig that was herding the sheep, like in Babe. Any chance of seeing that?
I have Anatolian shepherds, so it's going to be a little different.
Anatolian shepherds.
Anatolian, yeah.
Oh.
Dogs.
Anatolian. Oh, is that the, that's a miniature German shepherd?
No, they're like bigger. These long, tall dogs that are,
Anatolian shepherds.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Or bring me a picture of it. Anyway, the Veterans Day Parade is going to start at 10 o'clock. But get there early, my friends, because then you can go to a pancake breakfast at the fire station. It goes from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's going to go rain or shine, but it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. and the parade marshal or the when they're honoring is Celestina Traver, who was our former veteran service officer. And I've got more news about that later on. Serving those who honorably served. It's a great time. Good thing for the kids. It's got, you know, bands and military vehicles and fire trucks and all types of things. High school bands marching and maybe sheep coming down the road. Okay. What's going on?
All kinds of things.
Today.
Oh,
a week from
you know?
Today. Oh, a week from today, my friends. It's election day.
Ooh.
I've got all the information spread out on the kitchen, in our kitchen nook there. Got everything laid out there. I'm reading all the measures. I've got my ballot out there. I'm carefully marking. And then on election day, I'm walking over to the Martin Luther King Center because that's where we vote. And we're going to put it in the machine. Machine's going to give a satisfied little burp. And it'll show that it's been counted, or that it's been accepted. I guess counted, too.
Hopefully.
Are you voting?
Well, of course.
Of course. I would... Liam's voting.
First time for him, probably.
It is. And his girlfriend. They're both Ooh. Voting for the first time. I'm more than happy to help him fill out any of that, but I don't have to worry about that because he's pretty bright kid. I got a feeling his girlfriend's even brighter. I mean, he's bright. I mean, he really is. But I get the feeling that his girlfriend is really a smart young woman. I haven't met her yet. But I'm going to meet her at the Marine Corps Ball. They're coming to the Marine Corps Ball.
Sounds fun.
Well, you put on a tie. You know.
Oh.
Nah, he's got all that stuff. Okay. The Record Searchlight has got a great article. If I can say this, if you don't get it every day, it may be worth, at least on today in the electronic version, about housing in California. Newsom campaigning on building, remember that? 3.5 million houses. How's he doing?
Yeah, how's that?
Bupkis. Bupkis. However, this is really a great article about just how hard it is. He hasn't, the headline says he campaigned on building 3.5 million homes in California. He hasn't gotten even close. But his answer, which he uses all the time, 'tis better to have set a high goal and not achieved it than set a low goal and achieve it.
But what about nothing of the goal?
Well, no, yes. But they talk about the cost of permit or impact fees, $140,000 a house in a lot of the areas up here. I think somebody told me it was $100,000. One of the developers said it gets close to $100,000 for just impact fees. And then
for one house?
Yeah. We'll get Donna Damien in here because it's time to come on and talk about. He's already built one concrete house and he's building a second one. To have him come on and now they just got all the designs and talk about these concrete houses, which can drive down the cost of building homes, the exterior and interior, but nothing, everything else inside has to be done by electricians and plumbers and all that stuff. But the outside, it should be cheaper. Now, believe it or not, I'm going to say something nice here. Newsom has told every place in California, you've got to plan for more housing. if you've got blighted areas, if you've got open areas, then you need to plan housing, affordable housing. Now, affordable housing doesn't mean for poor people. There's low income housing, but then there's affordable housing for people that work. Husband and wife work, but they can't find a house that they can afford. Well, let's build affordable, three bedroom, two bath houses, not real fancy, but they're a great starter house and that kind of stuff. California needs this. Needs this, terribly needs this. And yet we can't seem to wrap our arms around it. But if you read this article, and it goes on and on and on, so just be prepared, explaining all the reasons why it's so hard. And the fact that some things have been done. But it lays out really well why it is so hard to build. And like K2 down here that built the Block 7 and all this, they had to go in for grants for low-income housing. So part of that, each structure has to include low-income in there. So, which is why some areas like Marin County are fighting this like crazy, saying is that, oh, wait a minute, we can't put it here because we are
zoning.
We are a mountain lion protected area. No, this is what they use. We have mountain lions here, and they're protected, so we can't build in these areas. Yeah, they got shot down. Anyway, okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank, yesterday I had a question, and so I called Cornerstone Community Bank, and the young man who answered the phone, I don't know what his name is, but he worked through the whole thing. He had to open up like three computer screens, and he told me everything that I needed to know. But that's the kind of service you get at Cornerstone. And we've been doing business with Cornerstone a couple of years now, and we're very happy with it. They are a local bank, they're a community bank. You know the people that run it, Matt Morgan, and Matt Mosley. Morgan, met part of the Mosley family around here, and local board of directors, four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. They've been moving local dreams forward for 15 years. Learn more at Bank Cornerstone. We'll be right back. She gave me love, 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 crazy love. She gave me love, love, love.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Hi, this is Erin Resner, candidate for Shasta County Supervisor, District 1. Shasta County is my home, and I love our community. We continue to face tough challenges. Homelessness, public safety, and mental health are issues we all experience on a daily basis. How do we solve such complex problems? The answer is clear. Together. I have seen the strength of our community as a business owner, as mayor, and as a wife and mother. There is nothing we cannot do. Join me in the fight by voting for me on November 8th.
Paid for by Erin Resner for Supervisor 2022.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade & Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
He did the Monster Mash.
It was a I think you're a day late here.
Am I?
Yeah, we played this yesterday.
Oh, I bet. But I didn't.
It's time to take your mask off.
Oh.
Halloween's over.
Well.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Yeah, hey, it's getting, we're at the beginning of the big season. This is the kickoff day. Thinking about Christmas, thinking about all these things that are happening, and Four Winds Jewelry is a great place to buy some great Christmas goodies. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, they are the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can do it all there. And it's owned by Rebecca and Henry. It's locally owned, locally operated, and they have a big sale in December. Yeah, that's right. Big sale in December before Christmas. It's their anniversary. It's of the year they opened. I think it must be like their 30th anniversary. Started by Leonard and then sold to Rebecca and Henry. Four Winds Jewelry. It's a great place. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Let's talk about what happened to Mr. Pelosi. I cannot believe the media. I mean, this is not some blogger. This is like NBC and several others of that ilk who brought up all of these things. They were so, oh my God, what about this? Who is the unknown person that opened the door at that time in the morning? That this guy was Mr. Pelosi's gay lover. That's one of the things that I saw. All these things. Well, there was no unknown person that opened the door. When this guy broke in and confronted Pelosi. He let Mr. Pelosi go into the bathroom where that's where he called 911. And the police arrived and were at the door when they had each of them had their hand on it. Looks like this guy had a hammer. And Pelosi grabbed the hammer, and the guy, you know, rips it away and then smacks him in the head. And I don't know how many times he hit him. Please come in, grab him. So here's the thing, though. And we talked a little bit about it yesterday. But the third most powerful person, if you look in, you know, if the president and vice president leave immediately, you know, leave for some reason, Nancy Pelosi becomes president of the United States. She's got security. She flies in private planes, private government planes. But there was obviously little security people around their house. And and we talked about this yesterday, thousands and thousands of death threats going against elected officials. But here's the thing about Pelosi. He did get a DUI a couple months ago and went to trial for that or went to court. But then this guy, they're trying to, again, our mainstream media is trying to link this guy to Republicans, saying that Republicans are calling for violence. This guy is a certifiable wacko. The people around him, the more they find out, and the more they interview people that know him, they find out just how much of a mentally ill person he is. People, neighbors and people that know him say it was just a matter of time. That he was going to hurt somebody because this is just what he's been talking about. He's also an illegal alien. He came across the border 20 years ago and kind of overstayed his visa. Mentally ill, living in buses, living with a woman who advocates for nudism everywhere. And so, he is not playing with a full deck. Now, did he know what he was doing was wrong? Well, I'm sure he did. But who knows? We may find out this guy is so off the charts that he never goes to trial. We don't know that yet, and I'm not even speculating on it. However, to try to link him to the Republican Party, saying, oh, the Republican Party caused this. I mean, Washington Post pulls out something from 2010, a campaign, ad from 2010 said, see, 12 years ago. See, this is what caused it. No, that's not what caused it. I think what caused it is the guy that became fixated on Pelosi and just walked up, obviously, to their house and broke in the back door. That's kind of scary. So, today we're going to have Brian Martin in, and who is the general manager of our River Commons Senior Living, but he's also really big in We Back the Blue. And I want to talk to him about both of these today. But then at 8 o'clock, we've got one of the spokesmen, general manager or somebody from Costco is going to join us at 8 o'clock. And we're going to talk to him about the new Costco and see if he knows anything about the old Costco. He may not. But we've got a new Costco here and all the everything that goes along with that, number of people employed, the amount of get down the cold hard cash that they bring into our general fund, and we'll be talking to him at 8 o'clock. But we're going to take a quick break now, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility, one of the highest-rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the only local hospital with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system. That means less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. Only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad taken over by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
My name is Brenda Lunty. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunty.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Supervisor District 1.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently listed for the service to our country. Stop by Redding Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here. I delivered our local paper before the age of 12. I managed a grocery store in Anderson at 19 and later on another store in Happy Valley. I've been a driver salesman for the last 20 years for various companies here in Shasta County. I have over 40 years of customer service experience and I want to bring that experience to all of our county departments. I plan on creating a simple website like fast food franchises and retailers use. Go to this website and let us know how we did. How was your experience? How did we do? The majority of our county departments will get nothing but compliments and all I will say is keep up the good work. Thank you. But for those few departments where we might have a problem, that problem will be addressed. The culture must change to, number one, the citizen is a customer. Treat them accordingly. And number two, if the citizen is a taxpayer, they are the quasi-boss. Treat them as such. A vote for Chris Kellstrom is a vote for customer service. Let's make all county departments friendly and helpful like the majority already are. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I am a combat veteran and a political moderate. I am pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I am not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
a new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paperwork by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're just going to keep doing it, aren't you?
Oh, I want to know what you wore for Halloween.
I wore a sweatshirt and Levi's. I turned off all the lights outside. I walked out and turned off my solar light because it just automatically comes on. Mm. And I went back in to the bedroom and turned on the TV.
So no candy, no nothing, no.
No.
Oh.
No. If Linda was here, you know, she'd do all that kind of stuff. She was at a Halloween party for the family down in Sacramento yesterday, last night. Hey, if you're thinking about purchasing an electric car, Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. You may even get a rebate on that new GMC Denali. It's $107,000, an electric truck, pickup truck. Yeah, yeah, wow. Hey, I'm here with Brian Martin.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, I've known Brian for years now.
That's years.
And yep. I haven't made the trip over to, or made the move to River Commons yet. But trust me, it could still be there, partner. But I've known you for a long time with We Back the Blue and all the efforts you make and your team makes and great things that you all have done.
Well, thank you. Yep, that's a fun part. And
Let's talk about River Commons first.
Okay.
I tell people that worry less, smile more. And
exactly.
So talk to us about River Commons Senior Living.
Well, it's, 34-year-old business, and it is very, very family-friendly environment there. Each retirement community, each community has its own feel. Ours would be family. It's a nice, warm place to come. If you come in for a tour, the residents are going to reach out and talk to you about their experience and, ask you to join them. They're just happy they live there, and they like sharing that positive feel that they have living there.
I like what you say is where people thrive there. I really like that part.
Yeah.
Maybe people have been living by themselves or, maybe a older couple that kind of like get isolated. Yeah. And then you said the difference once they come there.
It is a real thing. I do see that. You see people come in and they might be one way because they've lived in isolation, as you mentioned. It's hard for seniors. A lot of their friends have moved out of the area, families moved, and they just don't have the normal amount of contact. They don't tend to eat as well because it's hard to cook for one or two. And we solve all those things. You don't have to worry about their lawns or utilities. All that stuff is provided. They're around people that have the similar life experiences. And they just go from surviving to thriving. And I love that part of what we do for sure.
Well, there are a lot of the things that take, especially as you get older, that are harder to do. Your sprinklers go out.
Exactly.
There's a pipe crack. Yep. I can go on and on and on and on. The toilet's leaking. These are just things that have happened to us in the last few months.
Yes.
And, need to be fixed. Well, they don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
Life then becomes more of enjoying life than having to take care of all those weird little things that happen all the time.
Got activities. We do lots of fun things there. It's just, not have to worry about what you're going to eat and what you're going to do. It's just all available for you. It's independent living, so you pick and choose what's fun for you, what's enjoyable to you.
And that's important. It's independent living.
That's
it's not
correct.
Assisted
right.
Living where, you've got that. These are people that are active and like you said, pick and choose what they want to do.
That's right, and that's a real cool thing about living there. You know, there's some people are very active, social kind of people, and other people want to have their, you know, want to be.
They want to go back and not have people come to their door for Halloween. Okay, I understand that. The food there,
yes,
is, I mean, gourmet chef.
Very good.
Yeah,
it's. Yeah, I eat there every day, and I'm always glad I did. Yeah, it's home food. It's the kind of stuff you grew up with. You know, it's not the five star, you know, leave hungry when you're done kind of food.
Yeah, they bring a big plate out, and there's something in the middle of it, and you're not quite sure what it is, but there's only two bites.
Yeah, you have to go to Taco Bell afterwards. No, it's very nice, and I love our staff. We got a great staff there. Mm-hmm. I'm very fortunate.
So I'm an active senior, and I like to travel.
Yeah.
This might be a great place. I can put all those things I like around me in my home, and then I don't have to worry about it, and I can just go out and travel and see people and see places in the world. And then,
absolutely, yeah. I mean, I've had plenty of residents over the years that would take a month and go travel here or there, and you know what? They didn't have to worry about their apartment, or you know, did a sprinkler break while they were gone, and you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's just that's all taken care of. They just can enjoy the, you know, their golden years, as they say.
Okay, so the one of the things is you have a number of social events that
yes.
go on there. And like you said, you got a lot of people that are social.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give us some examples of
sure.
that?
Yeah, yesterday we had a Halloween party that we, you know, the residents dressed up, staff dressed up. Had a special meal prepared for them. It was kind of an end of the summer type meal, so it was more of the fried chicken and, you know, macaroni salad, the kind of things that, so it was a kind of goodbye to summer as well, and, it was very fun. The residents just enjoy that kind of thing.
I'm not too sure that saying goodbye to summer would make me unhappy sometimes. and today we're supposed to get rain. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
What would you tell people that when they come in to talk to you that says, you know, why River Commons?
Well, like I said, every place has its own feel. We have our I love the ownership of River Commons, Ray Stone out of Sacramento, a family family-held corporation. They just are in it for the right reasons, and I love that. I, you know, when I go to bed at night, I don't have to think, you know, gee, I didn't do the right thing for that person. We always try to do the absolute right thing for our residents and our staff. You know, if we have a happy staff, it translates into happy residents. So it's important to take care of all that. And, yeah, that's important.
I think that is important, and I think the idea of not having to worry about your possessions and during this time where there's a lot of crime, and especially with people that are older, elderly people, because you're in a place, a home or an area where you don't have to worry about that. You
right.
can, like you said, you could leave for a month
exactly.
and have that. You've got transportation there if people want it, because, I mean, you've got parking areas. People can have their own cars. I mean, what I'm trying to get across, my friends, is this. It's active seniors.
It is. Yeah.
You can have your car. You can travel. You can do all of these things. But this is, you know, when you're back here in Redding, having a place that's welcoming, have friends there and all that.
Yeah.
So, I think that's what is so appealing to me. And to other people.
Well, great. Yeah, that we love that part of it. Can always be proud of the you know, the community that we have there, and we love having you come in and, you know, check us out. Come have lunch with us. Come take a tour.
Yeah, Brian is very sincere about this. If, you know, if this is something you're thinking about, I mean, some people lost everything in the car fire and now with you all, and are still there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that was kind of a cool thing. It was a very traumatic, but most of the people that we got from those fires had been in our community, had toured it, not quite ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the fires burned them out, they knew exactly where they wanted to go. It wasn't a big stressful decision for them. And a lot of them told me, hey, you know, it helped me make the decision I was putting off. So,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't easy, but we at least had a soft place for them to land for sure.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Patrick's on our show once a month, and he is a true expert when it comes down to workers' compensation. If you're not getting treatment for work injury because of a denial or it's taking too long and they're trying to make it, you know, stretch out too far, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. In some cases, he'll say that, no, everything's going the way it's supposed to. You don't want to get lawyers involved. Others, yep, it's time to get somebody involved. Insurance companies have lots of lawyers. You need somebody that really understands the law and that's going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
Hey Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
My name is Brenda Lunte. My husband and I have owned San Francisco Deli for 30 years and been a resident of Shasta County for 40 years. I first met Kevin as a customer in our deli. When he decided to run for supervisor of District 1, where I live, I was happy to offer my support. At a recent reception, a woman mentioned she had difficulty contacting local officials, trying to get answers. No one would return her calls. Kevin immediately offered her and everyone else his phone number. He was willing to talk to groups, small or large, one-on-one, to anyone who had questions about who Kevin Cry was or anything else they might have concerns about. I believe he is someone who will be accessible to those who put him in office, not just the elite. Every Shasta County voter deserves to have access to our officials to get answers to their questions and concerns. I'm confident Kevin is that guy. I am endorsing Kevin Cry for District 1. Thank you, Brenda Lunte.
This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry. Supervisor, District 1.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Pardon will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
I'm Baron Browning, running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5. Join me in making public safety our number one priority. I'm committed to working with the Shasta County Sheriff on the following issues. Creating a recruitment and retention initiative to add sheriff deputies in rural areas and correctional officers to the jail. And a new state-of-the-art jail with mental health and drug treatment programs. I'm committed to enhancing the quality of life for all of Shasta County citizens so we can enjoy the beautiful place we call home.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for district supervisor.
Hi, this is Doug Lamalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug Lamalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug Lamalfa Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's Tuesday. Linda's on assignment, as she has been for the last 12 years. It's not a surprise. Where's Linda? Linda's never here on Tuesday.
Hey, Carl. Did you know today is also National Calzone Day?
Calzone?
Calzone. You don't like calzones?
Calzone is an Italian food.
Yeah.
It's... not the
inside out pizza or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not the dessert, which is a cannelloni.
You don't like calzone?
Oh no, I do.
Oh, okay.
I know everybody. How can you not? 7:51 in the morning. I'm here with Brian Martin, who is the general manager down at River Commons Senior Living. We're talking about, you got a new program there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell people about this.
Yeah, it's our moderate income program. We've had it for a while, but we have increased the commitment to it, basically doubled the amount of spaces for this program. And mm-hmm. it's our reaction to the ever increasing costs in the economy right now. So we've actually got what's called a moderate income program. It's for those people that are kind of in that donut that aren't getting assistance from the government. And, you know, it's a little bit of a stretch for them. So
we actually thought that their savings and their investments were going to last well beyond their lifespans,
right,
and find out that
things are expensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a very simple in-house program. If they meet the income qualifications, it basically knocks $400 a month off their rent. Really very simple. So we want people that, give them the opportunity to live there and enjoy everything that we provide. And this is a great program, I think. You know, it just...
Well, it helps people out. That makes $400 a month a big chunk. You take off $50 a month. No, this is $400 a month.
Yeah, it's a big chunk off there, and it's a very, like I said, very simple program for them to qualify for. So, like I said, they come in, take a tour, they can find out about it.
Have lunch.
Have lunch with us. That's right.
And I needed to ask you during the break because I say it all the time, but I thought, I hope nothing's changed. You're pet friendly.
Pet friendly, yes.
You can't ask people to give up their pets.
No.
So
they're family.
What is the policy there?
It's you can have cats or dogs, and cats are, I guess they get as big as they can get, but I've seen cats bigger than these puppies, but, 20 pounds or less, basically, for apartment type living. That's really kind of.
And you
good
can have
size.
Two of them. You can have two
you can
dogs
have two. Mm-hmm.
under 20 pounds, and then two cats that can get up to I've seen some big cats.
I have too.
No mountain lions.
No mountain lions. That's right. This is my, I've got this. Okay. River Commons, how do people get a hold of you?
They can call at 221-2121. Everything's 530 up here. So, give us a call, or you can see us on the web at river-commons.com. I got lots of information there, pricing and all that. But like I said, we got some special programs that may not be even up on the website yet. So definitely give us a call.
We need a new spot to talk about that, because that makes a difference. You know, when you're talking about $4,000 a year or $4,800 a year that you can save, that can go into a lot of different things.
Well, I think you check your inbox, because you should have a new spot hitting as we speak.
Oh, great. Now, I'm going to switch over to We Back the Blue.
Okay.
Okay, what's going on with that?
Well, this is because we never talk, Carl. This is our swan song year for We Back the Blue.
You know what? I do remember that. Yeah. And as soon as I opened my mouth, I thought,
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
Did I see something? Okay, well, why the swan song?
It's really been myself and Erica Nelson that have done the...
Hey, how about closing the door, guys?
Done the We Back the Blue, and we're both at a different kind of heading into different seasons for ourselves. Uh-huh. I'm heading kind of towards retirement. And the bigger thing is, when we started it, the departments locally had, pretty incredible challenges financially, you name it. And canine units, just needed a lot of help. There's all kinds of challenges. And so we feel like we were able to kind of help.
You really have. I mean, you all provided, dogs, equipment, and everything.
Absolutely.
Do you kind of feel like you worked yourself out of a job?
That's okay.
Isn't that great?
It became something way bigger than what we ever visualized, lasted way longer. But we every year would kind of, take a look and see, is it still relevant, what we're doing? Is it still that needed? But, our canine units are doing much better. The departments are hiring, and, they're
And you're former law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
So, by the way, you're way too young to retire. Young man. You're younger than I am.
You think?
Well, you're much younger than me, and you're sitting there going, I think I could retire. No. No. Okay, so we're not going to see that then.
Yeah.
In the future.
No. For a while, we'll keep the Back the Blue Facebook page going, because I love to champion the things that are important for our first responders.
Well, I just like to say for the community, thank you. For everything you've done on this, because it has been a lot. I've been out to a couple of your fundraisers. We did a remote from one time.
Yeah.
From there, the fact that you raised money, you bought animals for the canines, which are such an effective law enforcement tool.
Yeah, we love the canines.
Oh my gosh!
Sure.
Guys will fight cops, and the dog comes out. Okay, which car do I get into?
Exactly. Yeah,
just let me get into that car over there.
Yep.
Nice doggy.
Yep. So. And, they help keep the people and the officers safe. And we love the canines, for sure.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you, and I appreciate the support, too, from you and the station.
Congratulations for having such a great organization, all the help you did. And The city, we've got more police now than we've ever had.
Yeah.
The sheriff's department, they still need help over there.
Yeah.
As far as, number of personnel, but all the things that you've done. So thank you so much, Brian.
Well, thanks, Carl. I really appreciate that.
Okay, one more time. River Commons, how do people get a hold of you? How can they come down and have lunch? And I get a free lunch out of this and meet nice people.
Yeah, call me or Jennifer, my assistant, at 530-221-2121. You can also go on the website. It's got great information there at river-commons.com. And we'd love to get you in for a tour. That's the way to know. That's how you know.
And you know what? Friendly people, and Brian Martin is just the kind of guy he sounds like. Low-key, very proactive, and gets the job done. But, having somebody there that doesn't get flustered is a big plus.
Well, having done this for 14 years now, believe it or not, that's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's about as long as we've had this station. So. Okay, Brian. Well, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I imagine there's a big Thanksgiving dinner going on down there.
Of course.
And with all the fixings.
Oh, yeah. It's the traditional one that just like you had at home.
Can I bring some turkey back?
Yes.
You can have some leftovers. I love that. I love that part. So yeah. You can have some leftovers,
absolutely,
too. Oh, that's super. And then Christmas. I imagine you have Christmas parties. And
oh, yeah. We have a Christmas open house. We'll be coming up. And, yeah, that's really fun. That's when the community gets to come in and see what we do and see how beautiful our community is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Hey, we're going to break for the news, and when we come back, we're going to have Costco. I just saw him walk in here. We're going to talk about the new Costco.
Okay. It's all too much. You're so cold. KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Trump's tax returns out of the hands of the Democrat-controlled House Ways and Means Committee, at least for the time being. Roberts has put a temporary hold on the handover of the tax returns, giving the high court some time to weigh legal issues involved in Mr. Trump's emergency appeal to the Supreme Court. Now, the committee wants the former president's tax returns for the years 2015 through 2020. Mr. Trump has characterized it as part of a Democrat political witch hunt. Their conditions range from non-life-threatening injuries to critical. 14 people injured last night's drive-by shooting in Chicago.
The age ranges for the victims are a 3-year-old, an 11-year-old, and we have reports of a 13-year-old, and everyone else is going to be adults.
Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown on ABC 7 Chicago. There have been no arrests, and there is nothing yet on a motive. Due in court today and facing a range of serious charges, the suspect in the hammer attack on the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says David DePapp faces a long list of charges, including attempted murder and elder abuse. Jenkins says the defendant broke through a glass door, found Paul Pelosi asleep, and asked him about the whereabouts of Speaker Pelosi. He allegedly brought two hammers, zip ties, rope, and tape.
What is clear based on the evidence that we have thus far is that this house and the speaker herself were specifically targets of the defendant.
The suspect also faces federal charges. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 193 points, the NASDAQ 64 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
The owner of a Steinway piano that once belonged to the Wizard of Menlo Park says the inventor left an unusual signature on the instrument.
Robert Friedman of Woodstock, New York, bought Thomas Edison's Steinway grand piano for $45,000 in January 2021. Friedman says when a friend came over to tune the instrument, he noticed indentations on the piano and told him,
"Oh, those are Edison's bite marks."
Edison was hard of hearing, and he said he'd bite into an instrument's wood to feel the vibrations. Edison bought the piano in 1890, so it's possible it was used in his early experiments with sound recording. I'm Donna Warder.
For the fifth time since 2019, Israelis voting in national elections, hoping to break the political deadlock that's paralyzed the country for the past 3.5 years. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A social media company experiences Technical difficulties.
Instagram says it's working on an issue that left a seemingly large number of users locked out of their accounts. Some users reported seeing a message that they were locked out Monday but were still able to scroll through their feeds. Others posting on Twitter said they were completely shut out. Some reported that their number of followers dropped, presumably because those accounts were locked. It was unclear whether the problem was an internal issue or whether the social media site had been hacked. Keith Peters reporting.
Billionaire Elon Musk is already floating some big changes for Twitter as he begins his first week as owner of the social media platform. One proposal would make some users pay if they want to keep a blue check mark on their profile. Twitter has historically used the blue check mark to verify higher profile accounts, including the account of Elon Musk. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Good morning.
Good morning, your talk radio. Today, the 1st of November, this is Gateway Day into Thanksgiving and Christmas and travel and sitting down at Thanksgiving dinner and not starting political fights. And where you actually enjoy being with your family. Election Day is a week from today, so it gives you 3 weeks to try and get over it. And then into Christmas, so.
Also, you have Toys for Tots. You just started.
Just started. And by the way, my friends, we have a Toys for Tots box right out here in front as you walk in. And last year, we had four of these things filled and a Christmas tree and everything that were people rolling through here. So an unwrapped present, just bring it by the station here at 1326 Market Street, drop it in there. And you know what? Bring me a present, and I'll give you a $5 Black Bear Diner gift box. You know, $5 Black Bear the bucks if you drop in a present. How about that?
That's great.
Yeah. Hey, 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your health, your choice. Now, what's the weather look like? Now, you're telling me it's 100%. Oh, it is. It's kind of raining.
Has it started?
Joshua.
Oh, you guys are closer to the window.
Is it raining? Yeah.
It is. It's coming down a little bit.
Okay. 100% chance of rain.
Here it is. The weather rock is wet. Oh, that should have told me something.
Today is going to have a high near 56. Tonight is going to be a low around 40. Wednesday, 40% chance of showers. Partly sunny, high near 54. Low with a low around 36. And then Thursday, it starts getting sunny again with a high near 59. Partly cloudy all throughout Thursday night, low around 40. And then Friday, it's sunny. And then maybe some rain over the weekend. We'll see.
Okay, we'll see. But, you know, it won't rain on the Veterans Day Parade down in the city of Shasta Lake. It better. Linda and I will be standing up there on the announcer stand, as we always
Fingers
do.
Fingers crossed.
Sometimes we are wearing some pretty heavy weather stuff. Most of the time, it's just great weather. It's going to be great.
Right.
Okay, hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated business, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They have a lot of good deals down there. They take care of their customers. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Hey, I am here. And this is a first, by the way. I'm here with Joshua Collins from Costco. Yeah, that's right, Costco. And they came in the other day, and they had a goodie basket, which I shared with the staff here. Where is it? You weren't here.
Uh-huh.
See, if you were here, you would have gotten giveaway honeys and chocolate-covered almonds and a couple other things.
Well, it was Halloween, yeah.
No, this was... Anyway, so I asked them to come on and talk to us, and Josh said, sure. So, Joshua, tell us about you and your, And how you got in with Costco, and or you know, did you come in from someplace else? You're a local guy, what?
Yeah, so I originally grew up in Redding, and I was living down in Sacramento, and was looking to start a new job, and basically applied through Costco, and was hired as a front end cashier assistant, as they call it. And then I basically worked my way into membership.
How long ago was this?
I started in 2017.
Okay. So 5 years ago.
Yeah. And I basically, I really enjoyed talking with the members, conversing with them. And so I worked my way into the membership department.
Uh-huh.
Once I got into the membership department, I continued to excel through there, became a backup supervisor. And then last year around February, I relocated back up here to Reading, to help with some family, issues. And, you know, with everything going with our relocation, there was a lot of opportunity at the building. And so I basically was, promoted originally to a front end supervisor. And then with
now, front end is the membership type.
Sorry, yeah, Costco, okay. Costco lingo. Front end would be cashiers when you check out, people that are greeting you, helping
okay.
you load your cart. We call that the mecca of the building. That's kind of where everything's going down. So, anyways, I was on the front end, and then the opportunity presented itself to help take and run the membership department. And so I was promoted to the temporary membership manager, and that's where I am currently.
Okay. And you were one of the group that was coming around and giving out to every a lot of different places, I guess all the media areas.
Yeah, we wanted to make sure and get the word out there with our new building. You know, it's 32 years in the making, and a lot of people are really excited. And so we went around with some gift baskets with some Costco goodies, Kirkland Signature items, and passed it around to everybody and just wanted to help get the word out there on our opening.
Now, when a Kirkland Signature item because it has Kirtland on it, and but those aren't made in one spot. These are, how do you all do that? Do you say I want these chocolate covered almonds, so you go to a company out there that just makes these, or not? How does that work?
Correct. It's some along those lines. So they basically will they select their products very strategically as far as the products that they pick, and then they will normally go to the company and work out a price that they are able to meet to keep up the standards of the Kirkland brand.
Okay. So, and it could be anything.
Yes.
But it's, I liked what you said. It was a strategic, because things that sell in Reading, you may not sell in Detroit.
Sure. Sure, yeah, and even some of our buildings, our warehouses, based upon where they're located, we will select certain products to carry as well. For example, Reading being an outdoorsy area, we tend to have hunting gear and hunting items and things like that, where maybe you wouldn't normally find that at a Costco located in the Bay Area, for example.
Yeah, okay, yeah, you're right, because I've seen in there like kayaks and all types of stuff in there.
Right, right.
Going to Costco. Okay, I have a question right before we go to the break.
Oh, no.
Why do you move stuff around?
That's how we keep you guys shopping. Even being
I knew the answer before
even,
I asked.
Even being an employee, the store is consistently moving around. They like to, you know, depending on what we're selling at that time, what time of the year it is, you know, Costco has a method to its madness, as we call it, and it's made us quite successful, though.
Well, yeah, I guess so. And I tell you what, all stores now are doing this. I mean, a grocery store I've been going into for 14 years, I walk down the aisle, it's not there. And, you know, so now I'm wandering throughout the store filling up my little basket with stuff I didn't come in to get. But there is a method in the madness.
Right.
So, hey, I'm here with Joshua Collins, who is he's head of the front line, what do you call it?
Membership department.
Well, the membership department, but it's also, you got the cashiers, the people coming in that greet you when you come in,
right.
And all that. We're going to take a quick break here.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Yeah, Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They've been in the business about 3 decades. I've been going there for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. And I can't say that about anything else in my life about having experiences, but it's a pleasure going in there. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. We'll be right back.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Marcus Barton, candidate for Reading City Council. As a resident and business owner in this area for over 20 years, I pledge to use my experience to improve the quality of life in Reading. I will support responsible development while safeguarding historic properties like the riverfront and rodeo grounds. I will support our law enforcement officers and firefighters so that we have the best emergency services possible. I will support our business community by cleaning the bureaucratic muck bogging down our permit approval process. With your vote, I commit to putting your priorities first.
Hi, this is Reading Mayor Pro Tem Mark Mazzano. I'm excited to tell you I'm endorsing Marcus Parton for Reading City Council. He is the best choice for Reading.
Paid for by Marcus Parton for Reading City Council 2022.
Reading loves seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Reading, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Parton will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home. Paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hey Shasta County, it's been another hot, dry summer once again here in the North State. Not only has it been hot, but the lack of water in our lakes and canals have left our county especially dry. I pray for no fires, and I thank our firefighters for their hard work. I am Chris Kellstrom, and I hope to earn your vote this November. One of the many things I plan on doing in Shasta County is making our forests cleaner and safer from wildfires. I want to write an ordinance to make the state and feds manage our forests better than they have been doing. I want to reduce the fuel loads on our state and federal forest lands. I have already consulted several experts on this subject. project and would like to reduce the risk of wildfire in the future. I don't want to burden the private landowners with an ordinance, but I would like to strongly encourage them to reduce their fuel loads also. I would like to save the available grant monies to help out the private landowners, but make our state and federal agencies reduce the fire risk rather than beg for compensation after a disaster. I am Chris Kelster, and I hope to earn your vote. Let's work to save our beautiful North State Forest and protect our citizens, property, and lives. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kelstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
A new voice for Anderson City Council. Amarjeet Singh will listen to you at town hall meetings. He supports Anderson Police Department and the Anderson Teen Center. Amarjeet Singh, Anderson City Council. This ad paid for by Singh for Anderson City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on assignment today because it's Tuesday. This portion of the show brought to you by, even though it'll probably be shut down right now, Quick and Clean Car Wash, because I think they shut down when it rains. Why not? Everybody gets a day off. But this is where we go to get our car washed. And why? Car and truck. Why? Because, you know, Super Service, car and truck comes out looking just outstanding. If you buy 5 car wash coupons, you get 1 free. You buy 10, you get 3 free. This is locally owned, locally operated right here. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. Right behind Dutch Bros, or right next to Dutch Bros. There. So, Quick and Clean Car Wash. I'm here with Joshua Collins from Costco, and he's been working with them for 5 years, and is here in the our brand new Costco. And let's talk about that. This thing is, oh gosh, what is it?
152,000 square feet.
Which is how much bigger than the other one?
30,000 more square feet than our current location.
Okay, so new things in the Costco.
Okay, so 30,000 more square feet. The other thing that a lot of our members are always frustrated with is the parking in the building. We're adding about 200 additional parking spots. So where we had a little over 400 at the current building, we're now going to have close to 700. And that will include trailer parking. So when everybody's coming through, heading up to the lake, filling up the boat, heading up to houseboats, whatever it might be, it'd be a lot easier for you guys to come in, get in and out, not have to worry about the parking. We are going to have, on top of that, we're just going to have a lot bigger departments. Our pharmacy is going to be bigger. Our optometry department will have an on-site.
Yeah, there's always a line there at your pharmacy that,
yes,
I've noticed when I go in there because you get, I mean, well, you pay less.
Right.
There.
Right. And yeah, we do have, we do have a lot of our members do fill prescriptions through Costco and do find, mm-hmm, a value in that, and filling it there. And so we are going to have, I don't have the specifics in front of me on the different size of the pharmacy, but I just know that it's going to be larger, and be able to assist our members better.
Okay. Now, what are some of the new, you're going to have new departments in there with all that extra space?
So, yeah, basically what's going to be happening is most of the departments are just going to be bigger and better. For example, the membership department, my department, is going to be a lot larger. It's going to be separated. So where before it was refunds and membership, one end will be refunds, the other end will be membership. For example, back in our deli department, our oven setup that we have, everybody loves our $4.99 rotisserie chickens. The oven
Who
setup.
Who wouldn't?
Yeah.
When it's
for that price.
For that price.
But yeah, so those, the oven setup that we have right now is called a 4-to-1. Our new building is going to be a 7-to-1. So that'll be 7 ovens that'll be kicking out rotisserie chickens. The bakery is going to be larger. We will have a dairy. Walk-in is what it's called. So if you guys have been to other Costcos, you've probably noticed it before, but it is just going to be a walk-in refrigeration unit that will have milk, dairy, eggs, the whole nine. And then we are going to have a larger produce cooler. So the one that we have now, it'll be about 3 times the size of
that.
Yeah,
that one's kind of small. If,
yeah.
I mean, if anything, you could say anything is that your produce area right there is not very big, so it's going to be like 3 times. So.
Yes, and the overall, it's just going to allow us to carry a lot more product and a far array of more different items that are happening. So on top of that, the big one that everybody is really, really excited about, including ourselves, is Costco gas. So we are going to have 30 pumps. We will have unleaded and premium, and we will include diesel.
Well, you got to around here.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were really excited when we heard about that. Costco always offers a very competitive price for its gas. And for anybody that might be wondering, yes, it is considered a top-tier gas.
Okay.
So we had a lot of people asking
again,
about that.
Again, you don't have to worry about it separating in your gas tank. that was a kind of a big thing when people heard about it.
Right.
That the gas station is going to be there. Let me see here. Employment at Costco.
Okay. So we're currently right now, we technically would have 275 people on staff. The new building is going to up that to about 350. So we're adding about 75 more jobs, give or take, and it's going to be great for not only the employees that want to come work for us, but just as far as growth inside the company and learning a new department. The gas is definitely a new one for us up here in Reading. And we are still currently looking for good help. So if anybody would like to get on for even a seasonal gig, you can go to Costco.com and choose the Reading location.
Now, Costco, and I've read about this before, has always been known for paying good wages. I assume you're still doing that.
Yes, sir. So our current starting wage is $17.50 an hour.
Okay, and that's a starting wage.
Correct.
And then are there steps then?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So basically, once you start, it can be a number of things, but you are promoted. You can get promoted to another department or different position, which would be an increase in your wages. And then it's also based upon hourly. Ever so many hours, then they up you to 50 cents.
Oh, okay. Now, can you work part-time at Costco?
Yes. Yes, you can. We absolutely we have a lot of employees that work for us that are still going to school. And obviously we are based around the needs of our business, but we absolutely will work, with school schedules and people that are trying to go to school.
Okay. So you do have part time there.
Correct.
The one thing I've noticed is your checkout lane. They never seem to be upset. You know, the ones that are checking. Maybe I've just, and I've probably gone into this Costco 100 times, I've never seen your checkers actually seem to be upset. They just all seem to be pretty cheerful and all that. How do you do that? I mean, or do you talk to them? Do you have, get all, your checkers together and say, hey, look, this is what we do, or what?
Yeah.
Because you know that there's going to be people that are going to be angry.
Sure, absolutely. I think, so first of all, I love hearing that. That's great feedback, and obviously that's the experience that we want all of our members to have. And as far as our cashiers, absolutely, that is something that we strive for. You do pay for a Costco membership, and so we really try to consistently raise the bar as far as our member service, and just really going the extra mile to always take care of our members, giving them the best customer service that we can, and just going the extra mile. And we do that through a matter of ways, direct feedback. We also have every year we go over, different goals and where they're at in their career and maybe where they'd like to go, and how they can improve.
Okay. Now, how big is this Costco? How big did you say it was?
100. So the new building is going to be 152,000 square feet.
Okay. The largest Costco is only 165,000.
Right.
So you're right up there.
Yeah. We've been fighting for this building for a long, long time. And
it's been going on for, a decade?
Yeah.
At least a decade.
Yeah, just about. And once we were able to get everybody on board and got corporate on board and were able to make this happen, they wanted to make sure that our Ready members had the best of the best and all the newest amenities that are in our new buildings.
Hey, for my numbers wonks out there, the Costco has employs about 199,000 full and part-time people in the United States. In worldwide, almost 300,000 full and part-time. And 119 million cardholders. I want to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the cards. And because there's different levels of cards
sure.
that you can get.
I'm with Joshua Collins from the new Costco. He's been working there for like 5 years and is trying to kind of like explain all the new things that are going on there. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. It's about that time for to go back and re-sign up for Medicare and all these different programs that are going on. There are so many programs, and some of them are not good programs, my friend. Some of them even had the name Medicare in it. And what it does is it takes your money and does not give you the service that you would be expecting. So what do you do? How do you know which way to go? Give Judy Maxwell a call at 530-221-0441. She'll lay it out for you, or one of her trained professionals will lay it out for you. It's about the best type of health care and the best type of health care insurance that you should have. Again, Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. She's been doing this, helping families, seniors, veterans, and business owners since 1993. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, Chris Kellstrom here again, your candidate for District 5 Supervisor. On the campaign trail, a lot of the complaints I hear seem to surround some of our county code enforcement and health department. I believe we have some great people working for our county enforcing our codes and rules, but I would like to see some of those departments to redirect their focus a bit. When we have transient camps full of filth, waste, and drug paraphernalia, I would encourage our health department to concentrate on those areas rather than the small business owners or volunteers who are already doing their best to comply with our codes and ordinances. When there are large-scale marijuana grows being conducted in our county by non-county residents and even some out-of-country growers, we need code enforcement to concentrate on the pesticides and fertilizers that are contaminating our environment rather than the unpermitted carport or the above-ground pool that isn't up to code. Shasta County is a great place to live, raise a family, and retire to, but we do have some problems. I would like to use some of our great people and county assets to help solve those problems and lessen the burden on our law-abiding citizens. I'm Chris Kellstrom, and I would be honored to earn your vote. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, I'm Jack Munz, candidate for Reading City Council. It's time we make Reading a stronger and safer city. Born and raised in Reading, I spent 21 years in law enforcement and city government. I have seen firsthand the effects of crime, homelessness on families, and city government. This experience uniquely qualifies me to help serve our city to become a place where we are not overrun by crime, homelessness, and poor economic conditions. I'm Jack Munz, a husband and a father of two teenagers. I desire to serve our city and community in order to create the environment we need to raise our families in peace and prosperity. In order for this to happen, it requires us to make tough but necessary decisions for the betterment of Reading. I'm Jack Munz, and now is the time to take action to see Reading be a model of practical and effective change to those around us. Join me and vote on November 8th and let us take the next step towards a stronger and safer city. Again, I'm Jack Munz and would love your vote for Reading City Council.
I'm Jack Munz, and this ad was paid for by Jack Munz for Reading City Council.
Hello, this is Nadine Bailey, and one of my favorite quotes is policy, not politics. I've spent my life working on policy issues like forestry, water, and private property rights. That's why I support Kevin Cry. We need someone that understands that private property rights are not about who your friends are. I know this because I have friends on both sides of this issue. We need a strong leader who will stand up for property owners. Because next time it might not be a well-funded property owner that can afford to hire an attorney. Next time it might be your small business that government comes after. Please vote for Kevin Cry for supervisor.
I am Kevin Cry, and as your District 1 supervisor, I commit to being open and will always take responsibility for my decisions. When my opponent voted to take away the property rights of our local tribe, it threatens all property owners' rights. Shasta County deserves to have a leader that will put all people first. This November 8th, vote Kevin Cry. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Kevin Cry, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
Everyone should feel safe in Shasta County, period. This is Baron Browning. Being a father and a Marine, and the Mayor of Anderson has taught me that effective leadership comes from the willingness to put your own agenda aside and communicate with everyone. The people of Anderson did just that, and together we've made it one of the greatest and safest communities to live in. Let's make sure that all of our public safety personnel are not hamstrung with low funding and staffing by providing them the resources needed to keep our community safe. Vote Baron Browning for Shasta County Supervisor, District 5.
Paid for by the committee to elect Baron Browning for Supervisor 2022.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Joshua Collins, who is with Costco. He's not one of their high-level spokesmen. This guy just works there. He's a manager of one of the departments, and he's in their kind of your, I guess, the upfront, what do you call it? The, you know, where people come in. Your job is to make people happy as soon as they walk in, right?
Correct. My job is to sell the Costco lifestyle, the membership, and all the wonderful services that it includes, including all our products.
Okay. Josh was not – you're not nervous at all, right?
Never.
I can just I've got to put him – I've got to say – okay. Talk into the microphone here, buddy.
Gotcha.
Hey, let's talk about memberships. There's 3 different kinds, or is there more than that?
No, there are 3 memberships. So we have what's called our basic membership. It's a gold star. Mm-hmm. That's $60 a year. And we have what's called our business membership. Same fee, $60. And those memberships include what we call a primary, which would be the owner of the account, and then a free household member. And then we have what's called our executive membership, which is an upgrade to your basic business or basic Gold Star membership. And the executive membership is our premium membership, and that's what gives you the 2% back of everything that you and your household member spends, including obviously as a Costco member you have access to all of our services, but as an executive member there's little extra perks that they throw in.
Okay. And that's where, so we must have that one because I get money back from y'all every year.
Yes.
So that must be it. Because when people ask me, I say, oh, yeah, I'm sure we have the business. It's executive. Okay. Now if you get a card that lasts a year, but if you don't go to Costco for a month or two and your card expires, you can re-up it, no penalty, and but that's when it starts from that right then. So that's why, for me, my card has finished on different dates is because of that.
Correct. So when you originally – so let's say you came in and set up a membership today, being November 1st, basically what happens is your account is technically due by the last day of the month of November of next year. And then what Costco does as an executive member is they normally will cut your 2% reward check, and they'll send that to you with your renewal notice 2 months before your time is due. And they do that on purpose just to give our members plenty of time to come in, spend their check, use it to renew however they like to see.
What's your favorite part about working for Costco?
Because you've obviously worked at other jobs and these things, but you obviously enjoy what you're doing.
I do. I really do enjoy working for Costco. It's funny because I remember being a kid going to the Reading location, and back in the day, the cashiers used to have to manually type in all the numbers, and I just remember being enamored by that. And, you know, I really enjoy working about Costco is that Costco's, it's such a reputable company. You know, I'm proud to work there. The company, what it represents, how it takes care of its employees, it takes care of its members. We take care of our, just everybody across the board. And not only on top of that, I really, really love the products that we carry. You know, it's hard. People walk into Costco. It's very hard to get out the door under $100 because we see so many great products. We'll just be happy.
Under 100.
Yeah. Maybe that's 200 now. But just be happy you guys don't work there, because when you see all this stuff come in, your check's halfway spent before you even earned it.
And speaking of things coming in, when you built the new Costco, you made certain things that changes you had to make, like you can't have deliveries before 7 a.m. in the morning.
Correct. So one of the things that we're doing here at our new location is we won't be having any trucks doing any shipments before 7 a.m. And that is just to try and help keep the noise down. Obviously, we want to be a good neighbor. Costco is a great company, and so that was one of the things that we agreed to.
So you all have health and dental and all that for your full-time employees?
Correct. And actually, you do get Aetna health and dental as a part-time employee as well. And, you know, for the first couple of years I was working for Costco, I was not considered a full-time employee, but I still worked close to full-time hours. And the insurance coverage I received as a part-time employee was still phenomenal coverage. It was actually pretty impressive.
And you have a retirement plan?
Correct. Yes, we do have a retirement plan with Costco. I've obviously changed half of my retirement into Costco stock because I believe in the company I'm working for and want to continue to grow with that. So,
how does Costco keep its cost down?
Well,
they still provide. And, you know, this is the first time we've ever had Costco on. I've actually been able to ask questions like this.
Sure.
And because a lot of people, I'm sure, you know, that, you know, Costco is a part of their lives and, coming in, they may come in from Bernie, they may come in from places, shop once a month and go on back out. But your prices are low. And so how do you do that?
Well, if you guys have ever noticed, we don't really have super fancy, as we call it, no-frills setups. We basically, with cost, we drive the prices with frills and things like that, it tends to drive the prices higher. We keep things simple in our buildings. We try to streamline.
It is a warehouse.
The way our products are delivered and display. We try to pair fair wages, so that helps to limit turnover as well. And we just try to keep our overhead pretty tight so that we're able to offer those incredible savings to our members.
Okay. Now, let's talk about something Nathan is really interested in.
Huh?
All those free samples. You know, during COVID, they went away, but now they're back.
Yes.
The free samples.
Yes, everybody's favorite part, shopping at Costco, are the free samples.
I call it grazing. Yeah. You can graze from one side of the store to the other and come home full.
Well, and talk about a genius, way to get the word out there on our products is you actually let somebody sample it, and a lot of times if they like it, they're going to grab it and take it home. So it's been really successful for Costco, and a lot of our members have absolutely come to love it. I've had some of our members say that they look forward to coming in on the weekends just to walk around and try the samples and see what's what, even if they're not really there to shop that much.
Okay, my favorite story is this lady was getting after her son. He's like 8. She says, you can't eat from every one of these. And no kid has his mouth, you know, he's eating on something. And I said, ma'am, and he's learning to be a man here. And how to graze from spot to spot. I mean, that's what we do. And she looks at me, she grabs her kid by the hand and rushes off. And I thought, I was just trying to help the kid out. So, okay, well, Costco, how long has Costco been around? You know, that's a tough question. When did they start? It must have been, you know, 20, 30 years ago, but maybe not. I'm not sure. I threw this at Joshua, and who's here trying to figure that one out. That's not a fair question.
Well, so we actually technically opened in 1976 under the name Price Club.
Oh.
So there was actually an airplane hangar that was converted, and that's how it originally started. And then in 83, Costco opened up in Seattle. And then Costco and Price Club merged in 1993.
Okay.
And we became Price Costco. And then 97, we just became Costco.
Okay. So it did. It's been around since what, 1973,
yeah.
Did you say? Okay.
Yeah. No, 1983 for Costco. 1976 for Price Club.
Okay. And y'all are based out of Issaquah,
yes,
Washington. I'm probably one of the few people that know where that's at. In Issaquah, Washington. Okay. You had something, you know, I got to take a break, but I want to talk about how you all can help local organizations here when we get back. We'll be right back after these messages.
Seeing new people and families move here, looking to join our community. But when those same people run for office telling us their big city ideas can unlock the untapped potential of our home, they're wrong. It's a shame they feel that way and can't see what makes our community so special. If untapped potential means bringing San Francisco to Redding, then it's better we just leave that keg untapped. Re-electing Michael DeQuisto and voting for Marcus Parton will make our community great. And they're going to do the work needed to safeguard our home, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto.
Hi, I'm Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson. I'm coming to you today as a concerned citizen for our county. What we need in our county is experienced people who have the best interest of all the citizens of this county, who will represent us in a fair and equal way and know the business that's the most important to move this county forward. Will you join me this November 8th in voting for Aaron Reznor for District 1 Shasta County Supervisor?
Paid for by the committee to elect Aaron Reznor, Shasta County Supervisor, District 1.
I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I'm a combat veteran and a political moderate. I'm pro-timber, pro-gun, pro-choice, and pro-America. I'm not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
I'm Max Steiner, and I approve this ad, paid for by Max Steiner for Congress.
Hey, Shasta County. Chris Kellstrom here. You know, Albert Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. We have been electing politicians to office over and over and keep expecting a different result. Career politicians get in office promising to make our lives and our communities better, yet once elected, things continue to decline. Crime, transient camps, wildfires, water shortages are all out of control, yet we put the same people in charge who promise to fix these things and then do nothing once elected. I am different. I am not a career politician, nor will I ever be one. I am a common sense Shasta County native who plans on making things better in the county I grew up in and in the county that I love. I will work hard for all the citizens of Shasta County, and since I plan on pushing for term limits, I will not waste any time. I think some of our problems grow because politicians who plan on spending decades in office don't get in a hurry to get things done. Let's stop the insanity. Vote Chris Kellstrom for District 5 Supervisor. I promise you that I will get things done. This ad paid for by the committee to elect Chris Kellstrom, District 5 Supervisor.
Hi, this is Doug Lamalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better.
There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Reading Police Department, maybe the chief, or one of their department heads will be joining us tomorrow. And also Backcountry Horsemen. And these guys, this is really, yeah, I know. I'm into horses and mules and all that. But they do so many things that people don't realize about keeping the trails open and delivering fish from the hatcheries. They pack them on these mules and horses and take them up way in the backcountry to release them in lakes and everything.
Hey, Carl, do you ever cook for your horses or any of your animals? It's National Cook for Your Pet Day.
Okay, now I will tell you. With the dog.
Oh.
Every so often she would get something cooked just for her, but didn't do it all the time. Right. The horse, though, I will make a mashup for this horse that she sloppily, then I have to wash her face off afterwards. She loves it. So, hey, I'm here with... Joshua Collins, who's wondering why he ever got into this, the representative from Costco. And we've been learning all about the new Costco, the size of it, the number of employees, and employees are going up to over 300 employees there at Costco. We talked about why he works for Costco, which, is heartfelt, is that it's a company you can be proud of. They take care of their employees, and they try to be good neighbors. You can talk to the higher-ups or people in their public affairs, and they're just going to kind of give you this stuff. But when you talk to somebody that's come up through the ranks, it's good to be able to hear the positive things about it. Now, if somebody has a fundraiser for a 501, how can they get assistance from Costco?
It's actually a sheet that we will fill out. It's a donation form. And you can go online and print one out. You can also come into the local Costco, ask to speak with the supervisor or manager, and we can get the form for you. And we normally recommend trying to turn it in at least 30 to 60 days before the event. And then we will leave it with us, and we will look over the form and then see what we are able to help with, if anything.
Okay, so would it be like donations, or would it be like lower prices, to be able to say I'm having something and it's for the veterans, and I want to have 100 pounds of tri-tip and 50 chickens. So I can come in the Costco and I've got a 501, then I download this donation form. I come in and see you 30 to 60 days ahead of time, fill it out, you all take a look at it, and then it's approved, And I just come down and pick it up?
Correct. So it's a case-by-case scenario, obviously, but you would fill in the form, yes, and then we would look over it and then decide what it is, if anything, that we're able to assist or donate with. And then we contact you. Normally one of our office auditors will contact you and arrange a pickup.
Yeah, you probably need to see proof it's a 501, I would imagine.
Correct.
So, things
correct.
Like that.
Yeah.
And you can't just because Carl wants to have a large party at Tiger Field. Yeah, I'm having a big birthday party there.
Yeah, and that's what that form that you print out is kind of there for. It has questions to kind of help dial down what it is that you're doing and looking to do and trying to help with.
Okay, great. So what would you tell somebody that's thinking about, okay, new Costco, I'm thinking about a job here, I'm in college, I can't work full-time. We kind of addressed it earlier. What's the process?
So if they're wanting to come work at Costco, I would definitely recommend, so you go to Costco.com, select the ready building, you apply for the job. I definitely recommend to you that...
And you've got a whole list of jobs on there, right?
Correct. And we have different departments, different categories. And, you know, when you go to apply, it has you select which categories and or departments that you would be interested in. And then I definitely recommend if anybody's serious about the job, coming in and following up on your application, because it kind of helps put a face to the name. And then if we are interested, we will call you and set up an interview. And then we go from there. Obviously, if you're a part-time employee, you're usually scheduled at least 28 hours a week, and it can definitely range. And
okay, what are your working hours? Is it 24 hours a day?
Or no, so we always try to open our doors weekdays. We always try to open by 9. Weekends, same thing. And then weekdays, we close at 8:30 p.m., and weekends, we close at 7 p.m.
Okay, so, but your employees have to get there an hour or two beforehand and then an hour or two afterwards?
Yes.
In some cases?
Or? Yeah, in fact, like our morning stalkers, they can work sometimes as early as 2 or 3 in the morning. And then we have our night stalkers, which will come in the afternoon, evenings. And
these are stalkers, not stalkers.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, stalkers, Costco lingo again. And then we have our night, stalkers or night merch. They come in the afternoon, evenings, and they can work as late as 11 p.m.
Okay.
So, yeah, wide array of hours.
I can't even begin to imagine, how much flows through there. in just a day.
Yeah. I mean, we do our door counts. We count people that are coming in and out of the building. You know, and those door counts can range anywhere from 100, 200, sometimes upwards 300-400 people. And that's normally every half hour to an hour that's rolling through there.
That's wow. Every hour.
Yeah, half hour to an hour, and it depends on the day. So
you were thinking the whole day.
No, I wasn't. When he said 300 or 400, I knew it wasn't for a day, but I didn't realize it was for a half an hour.
Half hour to an hour, yeah.
Okay, here's the big news now. When are you opening?
Okay, so everybody knows, so nobody's confused on it. November 21st will be our last day that we will be open at the Dana Drive location. And on November Monday the 21st, we are going to close our doors forever at 5 p.m.
Okay.
Okay. And then Tuesday morning at 7:45 a.m., we have our ribbon cutting ceremony, and we're opening the doors after that. So officially, November 22nd, 7:45 a.m., we open the doors to the new building.
Okay. November the 22nd at 7:45, the new building opens up.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Oh, gee, I wonder who figured that one out.
Yeah, we're busiest time, one of the busiest days of the year for us, and we're opening a new building, so it's going to be lots of fun.
Has anybody seen Henry? He was here last night stalking, and we haven't seen him since. Has anybody seen Henry?
He's sleeping,
you know,
in the corner.
Oh, he may be back in the new produce area there. He's buried under cabbage or something. Hey Josh, thanks a lot for coming in. You're a likable guy.
Thank you.
I do get a feeling is that you all are want to be good neighbors, and you know, change is hard. Change is hard for people.
Sure.
And with that new roundabout, and you know, we've talked about the roundabout. I've lived in places where we had 8-lane roundabouts, and believe it or not, people learn about it. I saw a truck going through there the other day. Didn't seem to, a big truck. Didn't seem to be having a problem. So let's give this place a chance. And it's still going to be Costco.
Yeah, it's still going to be Costco. We understand a lot of our members are frustrated with the relocation and the difference in the drive and all of those. We just hope that you guys are loyal members, and we appreciate all of you, and we hope you guys come down and give us a shot and check out our new building, all the fantastic products that we're going to be carrying, the new amenities that we're able to offer, and that Costco gas. So
yeah,
how much
y'all going to be paying? You know, do you know how much the gas is going for?
I don't know what the gas is going to go for.
Well, that's 2 weeks.
I know that this morning I looked at a Woodland location, which was just south of us. So just by the way, once you become a Costco member, you can download our Costco app. And with that Costco app, you can actually monitor the Costco gas stations and what the prices are. And so this morning, as of Woodland, which is outside of Sacramento, they were $4.63 a gallon for unleaded. So Costco is normally always going to be one of the cheapest around. Obviously, I can't quote a price yet, but it'll definitely be competitive pricing, and it's top-tier gas. And one last quick mention I just want to throw out there. For our Costco members, once you do become a member, not only do you have all the great services and products, you also have access to our Citi Visa card, which is our credit card that we offer with no annual fees. They are waived with your membership. It's going to give you 4% cash back at the gas pump, anywhere that Visa is accepted, 3% on restaurants, 3% on travel. It's going to give you another 2% at Costco. So for Carl, with your executive membership, if you have the Citi card as well, you're going to get 2% on your executive, another 2% on your Citi. So 4% of what you're spending at Costco. And then you get 1% on anything else. Yeah. So, executive membership sends you a check with your renewal. Citi Visa sends you a check for cash in February. And all you do is you use Costco like a bank to cash it. And you choose what you want to do with the money. You do not have to spend it at Costco. It's not points or rewards. It's cash.
Whoa. That's a good way to start. In. Josh, thanks a lot for being here. I know this is probably something you don't do, but you did good.
No, thanks, Carl. Thank you. Thanks for having us on and letting us spread the word, and look forward to seeing everybody.
Well, this is a big part of our town. I mean, we're talking about a lot of people employed. We're talking about a lot of taxes. Tax money comes back into